CNN Radio, I'm Michelle Wright. Our top story, we're getting in our first reports of how things went in today's Supreme Court hearing over the president's health care law. CNN's Lisa Desjardins reports this on this first day of argument.
Day one focused on a technical point. Can the Supreme Court rule on the health care law now, or must it wait until it's fully enacted?
It seemed like there were a lot of skeptical questions.
Mark Shurtleff argued for a Federation of Small Businesses, and he came away, as did many, thinking that the justices seem to think they can rule now. One sign, the court justices started veering off this technical question and started asking about tomorrow's issue, the big one, the individual mandate. Lisa Desjardins, CNN, Washington.
Opening arguments also began today in a Philadelphia courtroom in the case against Monsignor William Lynn. It's the first case where a Roman Catholic archdiocese official is accused of covering up evidence of suspected sexual abuse of children. The parents of Trayvon Martin addressed the media as new information is coming to light about their son.
Trayvon is gone. He will not be returning to us. Even in death, they are still disrespecting my son. And I feel that that's a shame.
Reports say Martin was suspended from school after marijuana residue was found in a baggie in his book bag. The 17-year-old was shot and killed 1 month ago today. Pope Benedict XVI has touched down in Cuba just a few moments ago in the city of Santiago de Cuba, where CNN's Patrick Ottman says he's getting the star treatment.
They've literally rolled off the red carpet for the Pope. They'll spend 3 days here and have another meeting, at least one more meeting with President Castro. And at that meeting, we expect President Castro's brother, Fidel Castro, former Cuban leader Fidel Castro, to also attend.
This is only the second papal visit in Cuban history. I'm Michelle Wright. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.